This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 118 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are wrapping up our action movies that no one talks about month. Previously, we did The Kingdom, and then before that, we did John Carter, and both of us determined that both of those underrated. Maybe there's a reason. Why aren't people talking about these? This week, we are covering Neil Marshall's 2008 sci-fi action movie, Doomsday. Now, Alex, had you ever seen this movie before?
Honestly, I never even heard of it until you brought it up. So it's just weird. Like, this is the cool thing I always liked about the podcast is the fact that I find out new action movies that I never seen before. So, like, these are one of them. So, yeah.
And this is deadly accurate to the topic we're talking about this month, right? Movies people don't talk about. You never even heard of this movie. So It fits the bill. People voted for it. They wanted us to watch it. And now we are. So before we get into the review, of course, we present you with some box office numbers, a little bit of Rotten Tomato scores. We let you know how this did theatrically and if people liked it. So, Alex, how much money did this movie make back in the year 2008?
All right, so here we go. These are the numbers for Doomsday from 2008. International, domestic, $11 million.
Okay.
we already know where we're going with this. International made $10 million for a worldwide total of $21 million on a budget of $20
million. It didn't make money. So $1 million difference means you didn't make any money because marketing and stuff. Now, it might have made some money with video sales, right?
Like $9
million. Set on the thing. $9 million. Yeah. Oh, it made $9 million in video sales?
Yeah.
So this might have just broken even. Probably, you know what I mean? Or it could have been a loss. All right, so not a big hit. You know what, though? That's the whole point. None of these movies we're doing were massive hits. Otherwise, they'd be movies you talked about. You know what I mean? With that being said, let's see what the critics thought about it. I don't know. Let's check it out. So, Doomsday on the old Rotten Tomatoes, a 51% audience score. So, literally 50-50. Half the people gave it positive, half the people negative. Audience score not that far, 44%. Leaning a little more negative, though, as far as from the audience perspective.
It's very interesting, and I can't see how the ratings between the two are where they are. We might have potential. We'll talk about it when we throw these scores right out of the window.
Get them out of here. It doesn't matter what you think. It only matters what we think. All right, so with that being said, exactly like you just said, we take those, we throw them in the garbage, light it on fire, and now we're going to give you our take. So I've seen this movie. Mm-hmm. I saw this at the theater. Okay. And I specifically remember being the only person in the theater when I went to see it. So I had a whole theater to myself. Mm. And in 2008, well, fun fact, I was only 21. So I had a very different mindset and view on films at that time than I do now. So I'm interested to revisit this, but I'm here. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. So let's start off with the lead character. Now, I know the actress is Rona Mitra. I watched this like 2 weeks ago, so I don't remember her character's name. It's something. What did you think?
All right. Well, first of all, I always thought she was an attractive female. I always, when she was from Rise of the Lycans, and I know she was in other TV shows that I seen her in. She's very attractive. I saw this movie yesterday, and I do not even know her name, to be honest with you. It's not a memorable name. I don't remember her name. Now, her character. Oh, man. She is like a ripoff of Snake Plissken. I'm just going to tell you right now. She's a female Snake Plissken. Not in a bad way, because I think it worked with her in the role. I think she did a very good job in this movie. She was very believable in the role. She's not known as one of those big actresses that, like, you know, Oscar award winners and all that. She's like more of one of those B film guys, like Bruce Campbell type of characters, right?
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty good. I thought she was great, to be honest with you. I love her gadget with her eyeball that is on the watch. I love
her
that
eye
stuff.
Camera.
Yeah, I thought she was good. She was very believable as the war, like an army type character of the future. Her character with Bob Hopkins. I think it's Bob Hopkins, right?
Hoskins.
They were good. Very good together. I mean, I can't say much, but I gave her a 4. I thought she was good. And I thought the character was very good, but it felt very similar to another property, which we're going to talk about in storyline. But it felt very ripoff of another property. But I gave her a 4, though. I thought she was really good in a row.
Of just one other property?
Oh, no, there's other properties. But I just named one. But there's other properties. But yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Very good. Yeah, I tend to agree. I think she's fine. No, I think she's good. I think the actress is good. Rhona Mitra is good. She looks great. She looks the part. She looks athletic. Mm-hmm. I could believe that she's like a soldier type character. You know what I mean? She's tough. I think she does a good job in the role. The only thing for me with the character is there's not a lot to her. You know, like she has the backstory at the beginning where she gets shot in the eye and she's for some reason doesn't die, even though she's like 6 years old and gets shot in the eyeball. But she gets separated from her mom. And that's really all you get, right? Like she was separated from her mom and she grew up on her own. And now she's a tough lady. What I do like about this film, and I'll give it some credit. And this was in 2008. It was just not quite as common then, is I think they did a good job in creating like a strong female lead character mm-hmm. that does not need to rely on a bunch of dudes to do everything. And sure, no one talks about it because this is a small scale movie. You know, it's a $20 million budget movie, but good on them. Good on the filmmakers. And they don't make a big deal about it. She just is a tough lady. She has men. She has like men crew members that work with her, but she's the leader. They all respect her. She does it. There's no love story. She don't fall in love with nobody. She don't need nobody. And I respect it. I also gave her a 4. I actually like her. I wish there was a little, she could have gotten more if they gave her a little more depth, you know, in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was just like a little bit more, and a little more charismatic. She didn't have a ton of charisma. She's kind of one note, but it worked. She's just like tough lady. But if she had like a little like swagger and like some trash talk, she don't really do any of that kind of stuff in this movie. So, but a 4. I also liked her a lot. Now, villain. So this movie has about 8 villains in this movie. So I'll just say this. Let's just score it as like kind of go through. We'll talk about them and score the villains as a whole, because really there are like 4 villains in this movie, pretty much.
Well, I'm going to go with the main one, the one that sent her in.
The military guy with the helicopter. Annoying voice.
Okay. Yeah, the one that
David O'Hara.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
I feel like this.
Yeah, he's in Braveheart and Wanted. And
I gave him a 3. He was good for what it was, but he didn't do nothing. He didn't fight. He just sent her into for this mission. But I gave him a 3 because it was actually a pretty cool plot point why he sent her in. So I was like, that was pretty cool. Very douche. But we all kind of knew this.
Very douche.
Very douche. But then you had the guy with the mohawk. He was actually pretty cool. I would give him a 3.5 because he was funny and he was pretty cool. It reminded me a little bit of Mad Max Road Warrior. Have you ever seen the movie? He was wacky as those guys. I thought that was pretty cool. Then you had the other. Then you had this is where to me where the well again it's
Malcolm McDowell
story. Yeah, my man was in the medieval times era.
He was at a medieval times restaurant pretending like he was King Arthur.
Yeah. Yeah. He was at the medieval times in Jersey. And I gave him a 2 because he was just annoying. And every time I see him talk now, I think of Blue Thunder.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. Shout out to Rob for making us watch that.
Yeah. He goes like that. He goes like,
yeah.
I always think of Blue Thunder with Michael McDowell. I mean, I gave him a 2. The villains were not memorable. And I think this is where the movie for me in the villain department falls flat. I think this movie would have did so good if they had different villains, but each of them has some quirky, crazy, badass. I mean, when I'm talking about like ripping people apart, I mean, I know they had cannibals and stuff because you got that in that one scene, which was crazy.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see more of it and I wanted to see like crazies, but we didn't get that. And I think for me, that's where the villains all fall flat. But as an entire package, I gave it a 3. I think there's not many of them that were all crazy or good. So, yeah.
You know what? We got the same score, and I'll explain why. I'll do it similar to you, and we pretty much fall on the same categories, and my average just works out to be a 3. Because going in order, I agree. Malcolm McDowell in this, I don't even get why he's bad. Like, why are you bad? He's supposed to be a doctor who's, like, trying to help cure. And all of a sudden, he wants to be King Arthur. and rule over this little this
museum
movie.
Castle.
Yeah, that's the part I was going to say. This movie cracks me up because you can see the one scene where the dude's standing right outside the gift shop and you can tell that that's where they got all their outfits and stuff like that. Like, it's hilarious. Yeah. This movie has a lot of, and we're going to get to it in other categories, but like there's a lot of like kind of cheeky humor. And I always love that shot of him standing there looking all tough with his weird old like garb. And then he's right next to a souvenir shop. So I don't like him either. I gave him a 2. I agree. David O'Hara, a 3. I like the actor. I like David O'Hara. He has a crazy voice. He has a good presence to him. You know what I mean? He was in the Departed also. He's great. He's a great actor.
He was in Harry Potter, right? He played Harry. Remember when they drank the potion and they became adults and they had to go into the Order of the Phoenix?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
he played Harry.
Yeah, he's been in the mill. Yeah, he's been, and he was in Braveheart, and he's great. But in this, he's like military guy. You know what I mean? And he's trying to like usurp the prime minister of England and take power from. So I agree with you. Like his arc is cool, but he's, you know, he's like in and out of the movie, whatever, but a 3. But my man with the mohawk, that guy, I love him. I give him a 4. So okay. A 4, a 3, and a 2, that equals a 3 average. But he's 4 plus 3 is 7 plus 2 is 9 divided by 3. It's a 3. So they're a 3 as a whole. But that guy, he's the best part. He's the best part of the whole, maybe not the best part of the whole movie, but maybe the best part of the whole movie. When he comes out to his dancing with the strippers on the side and he comes out dancing into the song. And, and literally the crazy thing about it is like, it's this like moment that's kind of like, and you're like laughing. You're like, what the heck is happening? And then they literally fry a dude on fire and eat him. And it's like, what is happening?
You know who that
this
dude
is? Crazy.
That was Alfred Pennyworth from Gotham.
Oh, okay. There you go. I never saw that joke. Alfred. They killed Alfred. They cook him and eat him like roast beef. And I like him, and he like beats her in the, you know, he chains her up. He was the most menacing of the 3 villains, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
He goes right after her. He's not scared. He chases them on the train. They have the car scene later. Like, my man is the best villain in the movie. If it just focused on him, it would have been a 4 for the villain. But it's mixed, so I'm right there with you. I couldn't wait to talk about that guy, though. He's hilarious. So a 3 overall for me. Okay, action.
Okay, now I'm not going to lie. There are some sequences here that are so good. I mean, so freaking good. I gave it a 4. I didn't give it a perfect because I think the driving scenes were kind of basic garbage. Didn't work for me because I'm like, yo, this is a Benz. Could outrun a cop car.
A Rolls Royce.
Yeah, a Rolls Royce Benz could outrun a cop car. Like, I don't want to hear. Actually, it could outrun all those cars that they were trying to. And it was just like even slate. And I was like, this does not work for me. I didn't like the car chase scene. That didn't work for me. I felt like they just threw it there to throw it there because it's Doomsday. So I was like, it just felt weird. The landscape areas didn't feel like a Doomsday because it was like on canyons and all that. So I was like, this does not look like the end of the world type thing.
Scotland.
Yeah. So it didn't look
the Highlands and all that.
Yeah, but it didn't look apocalyptic style. It just looked a beautiful scenery with a car.
It's because there's still grass. There's too much grass.
Yeah. So, but I think where this movie, where it comes to action, where it worked very well is when they were going in, when the guy with the Mohawks people were chasing them and it just became all out shooting. It reminded me of very Resident Evil when they were trying to get out the hive. I thought it worked very good because I'm not going to lie to you. I was in the edge of my seat. I was like, yo, this is actually really good. And I think this is where she shined the best was in the beginning sequences like that. She was really good because she was commanding the team. The sequences were actually really well shot and it worked. The zombie people, I don't know what the hell they was, the rabies or whatever it was. That was really good. I thought that scene when they were in the office and they came with the axe, I thought that was pretty cool. And then he came in. I thought that whole scene, like all that whole zombie looking scenes was the highlight for me in the movie. When they went into the medieval times and they did that fight, it was so garbage. That was just a waste of film there. Did not need to be there. Anyway, with that said, I gave the action sequence a great, so I gave it a 4.
All right. I agree with you, but I gave it a 5. So when I was watching this movie, I was having a good old time. When anytime the action kicks in, there's a lot. Yeah. See, that's the thing. This movie has a lot of action. It there comes a point, like the first 20 minutes, there's not a lot. You know, they're setting up the story. You get like the ship infiltration where she's going onto the cruise ship thing, or the not a cruise ship, but the big boat and the freight ship. And yeah, and you know, she's climbing across the thing and it's more like spy movie, right? But there's like a little bit of, there's a gunshot there, brutal. So here's the thing. I love me some R-rated action. This movie is R-rated. Like, people's heads explode. Body parts are blown a bit. They even kill rabbits and stuff in, like, graphic detail. Like, everything is very brutal. When that dude gets cooked and cut up and eaten alive, like, the camera... This is directed... The violence is like a horror movie, but it's like a sci-fi action movie. So I'm a sucker for some good, brutal, bloody action. And this has a ton. You get chopped off heads. You get, like, everything. Right? You get like sword fights. That's the thing. This movie's so diverse because it's so weird. There's a medieval times fight. It's not great, but I kind of like it. I'm like, this is different and weird. And she's fighting like a knight in a suit of armor and everything. And then the next moment they're chasing a train, you know, like they're driving on a train and there's all these people running after them. And then the moment before that, they're driving these tanks in this old like zombified world. And they look like they're in like a hospital of some sort. And then 10 minutes later, they're climbing. Like, it just, it's so crazy. I love the part with the, when they're in the elevator and they have to shoot it down and they drop that foam grenade and it fills up the elevator and they're all in like the foam.
That was
cool. I think it looks so cool. Yeah, it looks really, really cool. You know, that's different. That's not something you see in a bunch of movies, but it was pretty cool and it looked awesome. And there's guns, there's gunplay, there's it has everything for me. So while I agree with you that some of it's better than, you know, some parts are better than others, for the sheer amount of action and the sheer diversity of the action and all the blood, for me, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. Okay. Yeah, here's where things are going to get interesting. Storyline.
All right. Let's get to the brass tacks here, okay? Get to brass tacks. This movie, to me, had a unique storyline. Not in a sense, I'm talking about like but the thing is, this movie is like 20 movies in one. It was 100% DNA from Escape from New York. That is the first thing, but it's just in Scotland. Then they mixed it up with some Resident Evil, but it's pretty much Escape from New York when Snake Plissken had to go in to get the president. It's kind of the same style of movie. I'm not saying this one was executed it better than Escape from New York, but I think because of Doomsday, I wish we get a remake version of Escape from New York to see it with our modern technology, what fun the director could have with you know. I don't know if you understand what I mean, though, but like if we get a modern Snake Plissken, I will go nuts. I'm like, you know what, that's pretty cool. But this movie does some stuff that was very well. I love the whole rabies thing and it looked like zombies, and the storyline, does it fall flat? Absolutely not. I thought the storyline all makes sense. Regardless if they took the DNA from Escape from New York, they made it their own. And that's the thing, I give it a lot of props. I gave it a 3 for good because honestly, the storyline was good. It wasn't like it was horrible, regardless that we've seen other movies that had the same storyline and outcome. This was a kind of unique storyline using those elements of other movies and tied in. So, I mean, with that said, it's not much that I could say with this because honestly, it worked well for me. So it was like a cheaper version of Escape from New York, but in Scotland. So I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I feel I gave it a 3 as well. My problem is not it's entertaining. The movie's entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I think something that maybe people don't like about it, and I could see where they're coming from, and I agree with it, is it is wholly unoriginal. You know what I mean? Like, this borrows from Escape from New York. And then it's like, but they also watched like 28 Weeks Later. You know what I mean? And you had like the crazy people chasing everybody around these hillsides in Great Britain. And then they also saw Resident Evil for that nighttime scene with all the people in the thing. I 100% agree with you. And then they also like watched, you know, like Gladiator and Braveheart. And they have this like Gladiator fight where she's fighting all these people in a crowd. And now it's medieval. And then they also watch some, you know, like movies that have driving in it. And then they build this wall. And like, there's so many elements from so many, Mad Max. There's like a whole segment that's pretty much a Mad Max movie. You know what I mean? Even the end, she's in a Rolls Royce. But if you look at the other cars, they all look like cars from like a Mad Max movie. They're like bones on them and like, And so this is Mad Max mixed with Escape from New York, mixed with Resident Evil, mixed with Gladiator, with a sprinkle of 28 Weeks Later. If that sounds fun to you, then you will like this movie. if you feel like it sounds like a knockoff, you may not have as much fun. I find myself falling smack dab in the middle. There's a lot of stuff in this that I think is a lot of fun. And then there's some stuff where it's like, I wish they did not do that. You know what I mean? I.e. the whole entire medieval section. I don't like that part.
That was a waste of film.
It was stupid. It was just an excuse for them to have people on horseback and shooting bow and arrows. You know what I mean? Like that's all it was. I applaud Neil Marshall for going there, but I didn't really like it, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So he tried a lot of stuff. It seems like he saw all these movies and loved them and was like, I want to make a version of all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, blatant ripoff, maybe. Homage, maybe. Who's to say? I don't know. But I know it's not. I don't think it's a bad film. I think it's entertaining. I just think it's not original. So I gave it a 3 also. Okay, overall.
You know, it's funny. This movie reminded me of Death Race, right? It was very fun. I mean, we kind of knew because it was a remake of the original, but it knew what it was. And I think this is what Doomsday did really good, right? It knew what it was and it didn't take itself seriously. And I think it worked. Honestly, like if I would purchase this, now, I'm not even going to lie to you. I would pick this up, but I might pick it up digital. Like I don't need a physical copy.
Good looking Blu-ray. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need a physical copy of this movie, but I thought it was a very entertaining movie. I liked it a lot. I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, I had to give it a 3. And I didn't want to. I know some of my scores are like, okay, main character's a 4, action's a 5. How did I get a 3? It's because of all the reasons we just discussed in the story. The story makes it where I can't give it like a huge score because it's not a really creative, original movie. But it is, in my opinion, an entertaining sci-fi action movie because it's both. It is sci-fi. You have like a lot of the with the eye thing with the camera, and especially early on, you know, like a lot of those scenes and when they're at the wall, and it's all that kind of futuristic sci-fi action movie. But it's an action movie through and through, and so I respect it for that. It's got a lot of explosions and guns and blood and guts, and it's over the top. And it's Death Race is a good comparison. That movie is over the top and bad. It's bad at times. This movie's bad at times. But it's fun bad. There is a such thing as fun bad. You know what I mean? This had a $20 million budget. If it had a $50 million, I bet you it would look... There would be parts that would look way better. It might have been like just better, but certain things look cheap because they didn't have the money. I will say, for $20 million, I think he knocked it out the park with using that budget. It does look like it cost slightly more than $20
million. I agree with you. I thought it cost more. And then... I agree with you. If this had a more budget on top, I think they would have cut out that stupid medieval time scene and made it more fun.
Yeah, they could have done something different there. Yeah. But he's like, hey, it's cheap to just film at this castle, this location, and put these people in old rags. And so, you know, you have to keep all of those things in mind. So overall, I have to give it a 3, but it's a 3 that I enjoyed watching, definitely. All right, so what's your total points?
My total score is a 17, dude. I really like this movie. I thought it worked out very well. Again, you had a good lead. I think that's what made the movie better. I think the fact that she was attractive, she knew how to act, and she guided you across, and she was believable in
the
role.
She was good in the action scenes, too.
Yeah, she was really good. So, to me, it worked out very well for a film like this. Just like Jason Statham did with Death Race. We all know he's not a huge action star in terms of like an A-lister, but his name is good enough to make this movie work. So, yeah, with that said, a 17.
Yeah, I'm close. I'm 1 point higher because of the action scenes. I have an 18 out of 25. So I was looking forward to you watching this because I remember I loved this movie when I saw it in the theater. I wouldn't say I love it now, but I still really like it. I think it's fun. I have it on Blu-ray. The Blu-ray looks great. I like Neil Marshall movies. I don't love all of them, but I pretty much like almost all of them. I think he just makes movies he likes. And so I like them. You know what I mean? When you could tell when a director is doing something they like, it makes it more enjoyable because they're putting their passion into it more than just getting a paycheck. You know what I mean? So sure, there's flaws, but they are fun. They sure are fun. All right. So with that being said, you know, this month we always like to do, is this an underrated film, a hidden gem, if you will, or do you think it's properly rated as being obscure?
Oh, man. It's funny because like for myself, I think it's underrated. I think it's a good movie. If you're going to see something that's popcorn fun, that's this movie. You know what? I'm going to go with my good. I'm going to go with the... I think it's an underrated movie. If you know what you're getting yourself into, yeah.
It's a hard, hard underrated for me. I think this is a... If you like and can have a good time with B-movies, then this is a movie for you. If this came out in like the 70s, it would have made like... $80 million of, you know what I mean? Like, it would have been bigger. It came out at the wrong time. But for me, I think it's a cool throwback to that style of movie. So I dug it. I think it's fun. You do have to, you know, have the right mindset. I agree with you. But I think it's underrated in general. Like, a lot of people like you haven't even heard of this movie. I don't think that that's fair. I think it's surprising. But yeah, I think all three of the movies we did are all underrated, to be honest with you. We didn't hate any of them.
I agree with you. They were all good. All the movies that we've seen, I think I would purchase if it's a good sale. I would pick them up and watch them again or pick them up digitally. They were all good. You know, the question I was going to ask you was, did this come out at the time of Mad Max Road Fury?
Before. This came out before. Yeah. Okay. So this came out before. This was 2008. So this was like Iron Man, Dark Knight,
Death Race came out in 2007.
Yeah.
Right? 07?
Yeah. And Transporter 3 was 08. Like it was either huge tentpole movies that year or these that people didn't really go check out because they were seeing Indiana Jones and Speed Racer and Iron Man and whatever. So 08 was a good year. And I think this, I'd lump it into like the good part. It just didn't, nobody saw it. So, but yeah, anyway, so that is the month of movies that no one talks about. Me and Alex thought all three that we covered were underrated. Now, we were going to do Battle Los Angeles. We decided to take it off, but I've seen that movie enough times. I'll just say, I also think that one's pretty underrated. I think that's a fun action movie. We're not going to review the whole thing, but it's got some good action in it.
I will say super quick, I love that movie. I thought it reminded me of a live action Halo movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a very good video game movie. You has your boy Neo, the R&B singer, I believe.
Neo, yeah. And what's this guy's name? Rodriguez. Not Rodriguez. What's the Jay Hernandez.
Hernandez. Yeah, him, and then it's played by Aaron Eckhart. Yes, him.
Yeah, Aaron Eckhart's great. Yeah.
It's a great cast. Oh, I'll say this is a great cast. Great storyline. Very underrated. It came out during the whole time where every movie had aliens coming from whatever. So it kind of got hurt with that whole situation. But I enjoy it. It's a highly, highly underrated movie. Very well shot. CGI looks really good.
Yes, and Robert, our patron, he hates it because it was filmed in Louisiana and not L.A. But Battle L.A. still works because the abbreviation for Louisiana? LA. So there you go. So with that being said, moving on to next month. Very excited. We told you last show. Next week, Transformers.
Oh, man.
2007 one, the first one, Transformers. And then Deepwater Horizon starring Marky Mark Wahlberg. So we're starting a new month with Mark Wahlberg month and Transformers movies. So that's what we're going to be doing next.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, please visit us at www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. You can check out the video version of the podcast. Or if you guys want to take the audio on the go, search for Action Movie Guys on Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Pandora, anywhere you listen to your podcast on, just search for Action Movie Guys. Subscribe. And then, of course, Levels of Geeks, Twitter at Levels of Geeks. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.